The whole concept of soul mind body alignment begins with the understanding that we cannot be properly aligned with our Creator unless we understand who He is and who we are. Under His judgment, every human, we are outside of grace. We are separated from His fellowship. We are outside of His precious garden, which is Him, the tree of life. We have to realize that there is a process, a moment. And when we confess our sins to Him and we own them and we come to Him with a broken and contrite heart, ready to be taught by heaven and Him the things of God, and we go through the waters of baptism as the Bible typifies through the Red Sea crossing, and even Jesus got baptized by John. And we come asking Him to fill us up with His Spirit so that we can do the will of God. We don't have His Spirit in our soul. That's the beginning. If we don't have His Spirit in our soul, we cannot do the will of God. So we all have different jobs and things, and some people have different abilities, especially when it comes to the physical body. So a great athlete, a soldier, a doctor with the brain and the memory, an artist, a singer, a book writer, a leader, official, government person, teacher, scientist, a mom. It's a hard job, a father. All of this is under His guidance. And when we fully submit and we present ourselves a living sacrifice, now at that point, we can be aligned with our soul, our mind, which is our thoughts, and the Holy Spirit is allowed to then direct our thinking and our steps, because your mind is your steps. What you think about is what you do. The question is, where are those thoughts coming from? So this whole website, I have a section on the soul. What is the soul? It's a real thing. It can be filled with truth or it can be filled with garbage. And we all start out with sins of the fathers. We start out with our own Adamic nature. We start out with the world's lies. And we have to be cleansed through process. It's like scrubbing something that's been left, you know, old car just sitting in, abandoned in the woods. To get it back, we have to do a lot of work of putting it all back together again and treating it the way it needs to be treated to get it to restore back to its original condition. It takes a lot of time and a lot of work. So is the Christian life. It's sweat, it's grit, it's determination, it's pushing through what seem to be impenetrable walls. It's spiritual, it's fighting a battle against demons and negativity in the air. You're being resisted if you're filled up with God's Spirit. You are the enemy number one of the kingdom of Satan, which is running the world. But we learn this process when we accept what it is. It's a battle every day. It's warfare of the mind. It all starts in your thought life, which is dictated by your soul life. And when your soul is healthy and filled up and allowed to be filled up with God's truth, now you can operate in the Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit and enter going forward into the rest of God, which is something I talk about on a whole tab on this website, is enter the rest by faith and only by faith. This is all faith, guys. We are going to inherit the earth by faith. We are going to be reigning with Christ by faith. We are going to be 100% glorified like Jesus' body was when He rose again. We're going to be 100% glorified. Our physical self will become a perfect physical self in the future. He's coming back to reign all evil will be destroyed. And we walk around and we live our life as his agent, as his servant, as his little power monger of light to blast out the dark stuff, to expose it as he did, all of it, the religious stuff, the demonic stuff, the dark evil idolatry of the world, the thievery, the bribery, the jealousy, the anger, the wrath. We are to represent heaven. And a person who has a soul and a mind and a body aligned and a spirit aligned will, in fact, be able to operate in concert with heaven.